You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday was my wife's birthday, and you know, the thing is, she's been trying to really eat healthy, dealing with some health issue stuff. But it was funny because she came back from the gym yesterday, and she had that look on her face. I go, "What's that?" She goes, "I got something out in the car." I go, "What is it?" She goes, "I stopped and got a cake on the way home."
Nice.
So it's funny. She bought herself a birthday cake. I didn't get her one because she's been trying to, you know, she would have been like, no, I can't have that.
Yeah.
But right next to the gym is this badass bakery. I mean, it's almost cruel that they put it right next to the gym.
Yeah.
But she brought in some sort of layered chocolate cake thing that was.
Not mad at that.
Man, oh man. So I will just tell you right now, that was lunch yesterday.
It's better than a bowl of birthday quinoa, I'll tell you that. now.
That's the truth. Anyway, so that was delish.
Yeah.
What's going on in your world?
Oh, pretty riveting day for us yesterday, Dom. I think we're starting to get a little too involved in the community around us. Last week we had like an hour-long PTA Zoom meeting. Earlier this week on Monday, we had an hour-long HOA meeting because we're involved with the HOA. And then last night, we sat on Zoom for about an hour, hour and a half with Jefferson County Road and Bridge and some engineering company because they want to put a crosswalk in right at the entrance to our neighborhood. So they have to, you know, basically announce it to the public, and they've had months of research on why we need one there, and...
Why, because of the amount of foot traffic?
Amount of foot traffic. Apparently, two people have been hit there in the past 10 years. So I'm like, do we really need to reconstruct? I know, and they didn't put a price tag.
Does your community pay for that?
No, it'll be Jeffco, I believe, that pays for it. So, you know, they come out with all these construction plans and like four or five options, and everybody's, you know, they're listening. And I will just say, as boring as it is, I mean, it's slightly interesting too. I feel for those people that have to go on to these meetings with the community because the last 45 minutes was open to questions. And it was every member in the community that's been there for 20 years. And I saw a dog run across that street once, so we need that crosswalk. And I walk it every day, and we need something there. And then there's some guy that raises his hand. He's like, "Can we just put a tunnel in? Let's just put a tunnel in under the street." And they're like, "Sir, we have budget restraints. We really can't just dig a tunnel under the road." It's like, we're just talking about maybe putting in some flashing lights for a couple grand, you know?
So when you say a crosswalk, do you mean just like the walk, don't walk sign? And, like, they put stripes on the road?
They're going to put the stripes on the road, and then there's different. The two big options was the ones that you see now where if somebody comes up to the crosswalk on what either side, they hit a button, and there's, like, strobe lights that start going like crazy everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a lot
And
of
then
those.
As those are going, you're allowed to walk, and it gives the cars a heads up. And then the other option, it looks something like what you'd see at a train stop almost. It's like these big... poles that go up and over the road with big flashing red lights. And,
oh, don't do that.
It was a little gaudy, so everybody was kind of just voting for the flashing lights.
It's funny, we sat in that meeting, man. Stop and think about everything that has to go on for something as relatively
simple. It's a simple.
As a crosswalk.
Yeah.
Because so many people have to sign off on it. And there's budget issues involved. And like you said, the community must sound off of that.
It's funny
to think about that.
It really is. There's a lot that goes into it and just a lot of opinions. I mean, if you think your all staff meetings are bad with opinions, just imagine 70 people on one of these meetings. Oh, God. And everyone's got a traffic story, you know. Everyone's got a story about a crosswalk.
Well, you know, people like to be heard.
They sure do.
When it comes to something like that, people just want to be heard. I used to go to our annual HOA meetings all the time. You know, well, once a year, I would go to them. And it was funny to sit there. I was the guy who brought a six-pack of beer, and they couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But I did pass them around, and that's the only way you can make an HOA meeting tolerable is to bring alcohol.
Just to lighten the mood a little bit, yeah.
But it's funny that you bring that up, because now that I think back, I'm like, that's exactly what happens. People just want to be heard.
Yeah.
They want to share their experiences.
Yep.
They want to give their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still have memories of that one where I brought the beer to it taking, again, like you said, about 45 minutes just to go through the questions regarding litter in the neighborhood.
Yep. Yep.
Litter. For 45 minutes, and each person had to tell their story.
Yeah.
I was walking my dog, and I see that people...
I saw a Snickers wrapper.
Yeah, and people drop cigarette butts.
Yeah.
And it's like...
And
yeah,
it's a chance for those folks to just, you know, beat their chest and say, I am a responsible member of society, too. It's a chance for people to brag, you know. I always stop at crosswalks. I always pick up litter. I always chase down lost dogs.